You guys had your annual meeting on Wednesday, and so what are some of the big new things coming out for 2018 for the Chamber?
Well, for 2018, we are really excited talking about our marketing and moving away from the norms. We're really going to push for the niche marketing, and to do that through digital media and digital marketing avenues. So using social media marketing, using our website to gather analytics so that we're pushing out a message, we're pushing it out to the right people. One of the ones we're moving into more is weddings. Part of that leans to people in Anchorage wanting that destination wedding, but not wanting to spend $45,000. They're wanting to come to Homer. So part of that is you look at the different venues. We have over a dozen beautiful venues, everything from an elopement on a beach or at Seaside Farms or to a full black tie event at a Peony Farm or at Second Star. Weddings bring in from, you know, 100 people to 200 people twice a week all summer long at each venue. So it's huge. And most of these venues can do this year round. So we are using social media and a little bit of print ad, but mostly social media to get that message to the brides. They post on their Facebook or Instagram that they're getting engaged. Instantly, our ad will pop up.
Rather than just buying a magazine ad, you know, in some kind of travel magazine or something like that, these social media tools come with analytics. You get to see ages of people. You get information out of this.
Correct. And that's a big thing with our website and any analytics. If we do a print ad, it's hard because you don't know who's read it, how old they are, how long they spent on your page, and what they're going to do next. The analytics through our website or through ads we place online with other, like Visit Anchorage or a Sportsman's Journal, we can see a lot of stuff about somebody. Again, how old they are, how long they've been on the page, where they go after that, and if they actually engage with a post or with a page or if they're going to one of our members. And we can provide that member the information of the analytics, but again, really tailor our message. And that goes along with people who are wanting to relocate here as well. What are the resources that they're looking at? What do they need?
This doesn't stop at just weddings. I mean, I'm assuming that this is going to kind of open up a whole new toolbox for the Chamber.
Yeah, we're really excited. Our main demographic of traveler, and we're seeing this across all of Alaska, is the multi-generational traveler. Boomers are a great asset for a tourism market. The boomers are active, and they're traveling with their families.
And so this is something that the Chamber hasn't really focused on before? I mean, how has the Chamber marketed mostly in the past?
The Chamber has done a decent job in the past. This year, we're just really moving away from avenues that we don't have analytics for. I can't then go to the city of Homer and talk about our marketing contract and say, hey, this is a beautiful ad. I've got nothing else to tell you.
There's some other shifting around going on at the Chamber as far as a focus right here at Homer, as far as economic development.
Yeah, this is actually one of my big pet projects, and I'm really excited to talk about, is working with economic development and better supporting our businesses in town and budding entrepreneurs, which there are a lot of, and they're doing a great job. And everyone's looking at economic development, and the city's Economic Development Commission will be presenting their survey. And a lot of those things are outside of the city's purview. Well, that's where the Chamber can come in. We want to make it easier to do business, working through permit policies, working through those hurdles that make it hard to do business, and also training an upcoming workforce. So getting into the schools and talking to the students about AvTech, about ways they can become plumbers, boat builders, welders, all those kind of things that are really great, good-paying jobs and can allow them to live here in Homer and raise their families.
Is there a kind of a clear picture of what this might look like? Like, how is the Chamber going to go about accomplishing some of these things?
Well, the biggest thing is being there for the conversations. So going to the state chamber and finding out what's going on in the state. And it's a good place to meet all the players. The other thing is maintaining a relationship at the borough assembly, attending those meetings, writing letters, and making sure that Homer's being represented. And we do have great assembly members representing us, but showing up as well. And then really getting to know the resources that are available with KPED. And there's a great initiative with the different economic development groups, working with the state on ways to get the resources that are available in the hubs of Juneau, Fairbanks, and Anchorage out into rural areas. So if someone comes to Brian at SBDC, they're starting a business, they're an entrepreneur, let's make it easy for them to find out how they need to do their permitting, how they get business licenses. Let's make it really easy for them to get online and then maybe hire again locally. And so that's more of the conversation we need to have is how do we keep our workforce here? How do we train them? And then how do we get people to, you know, really focus on shopping local and living locally?